This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Factor Meals. To find out how you can get 50% off a box of Factor Meals, keep listening to this episode. Coming up on episode number 1449, inching ever so close to 1450, it's time for an episode that we do every year, celebrating the music of the inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the year. And boy, it's a big list this year. We got Rage Against the Machine, Missy Elliott, Sheryl Crow, George Michael, Willie Nelson, The Spinners, and Kate Bush. And those are just the ones on the performance side. That's not counting songwriters or other luminaries in the field. We are going to focus just on the performers, and we're going to focus on those performers. So covers of just about everybody you heard me just mention, I'll explain when we get into the show. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rough.
From Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, July 13th, 2023. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another Rock and Roll Hall of Fame edition of Coverville. We've done this every year for the past 5 or 6 years, where it's a nice variety show featuring music of the inductees of the year. And typically I try and do like one or two songs from each of the inductees, sometimes three. Doing that in this case as well. However, we've got a little more space because I just recently did, 2 episodes ago, a George Michael cover story in honor of what would have been his birthday. He is one of the inductees. I saw no reason to retread George Michael's music so soon after doing another episode about him. So if you really want the full experience, well, then go back and listen to that, the second half of that episode, as well as this one, and you'll get the full Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees experience. How's that? Does that work? Does that work for you? It works for me. Let's get things started with alphabetically the first of the inductees this year. She's gotten a rise in popularity boosted by a very popular Netflix TV show. I'm talking about Kate Bush and her recent popularity thanks to Stranger Things. Listen, I've been a fan of Kate Bush's music for years. Her kind of wacky performance art, airy, I don't know, it's incredible, incredible lyrics and songwriting coupled with some beautiful vocals. She's just got an amazing, amazing range in her voice. And we're going to get to the song that kind of was the big resurgence for her recently. This one covered by Jimmy Jorgensen way back in 2010. I say way back, 13 years ago. This is before all the Stranger Things stuff, right? 13 years ago, Jimmy Jorgensen from his Come Into My Sleep album. Here's his cover of Running Up That Hill.
It doesn't hurt me. You wanna feel how it feels. You wanna know that it doesn't hurt me. You wanna hear about the deals I'm making, and you and me, and you and me. And if I only could make a deal with God, and I get him to swap our places. Be running up that road, running up that hill, be running up that building. And if I only could. Don't wanna hurt me, but see how deep the bullet lies. Unaware I'm tearing you with thunder. There is thunder in our hearts. Is the so much hate for the ones we love. And tell me we both matter, don't we? It's you and me. You and me. You and me won't be unhappy. If only could make a deal with God, and I'll get him to swap our places. Be running up that road, running up that hill, be running up that building. And if only could make a deal with God, and I'll get him to swap our places. Running up that road, be running up that hill with no problem. Come on, baby, come on, darling. Let me steal this moment from you now. Come on, angel, come on, darling. Let's exchange this experience.
quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I could have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. Maybe I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. Always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. Chance to keep you satisfied. I'll keep you
performed by Brenda Lee, of course, versions by Elvis Presley, the Pet Shop Boys, but it's the inductee Willie Nelson that I think has a great connection to that song. Huge hit for Willie Nelson, who is an inductee in this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll get to more Willie Nelson here in just a minute. Before that, you heard the Spinners. Their song, I'll Be Around, covered by Seal. He's put out a couple of cover albums called Soul and Soul 2. They're not named after the Kia model that he happens to drive. The second one came out in 2011, Seal with the Spinners' I'll Be Around. And then three Kate Bush songs covered by most recently, I'll say, the Orion Experience with their disco cover of Moving, that one from a single they released last year, China Drum with a cover of Wuthering Heights from 1996, and from his album Come Into My Sleep, Jimmy Jorgensen, a Danish performer, with a cover of Running Up That Hill. A lot of great versions of Running Up That Hill. Super popular song to cover, especially since its resurgence in Stranger Things. But even before that, it was probably Kate Bush's most popular song to cover, starting with that amazing version by Placebo. That one should be at the top of everybody's list. Let's get to, the second set of music here in just a moment. But before that, I want to tell you about our sponsor for this episode, and that sponsor is Factor Meals. Oh my God, I love Factor Meals. Look, we're in the thick of summer. It's hot. You're outside. You're out doing things, hiking, cycling, walking around, taking the dog for a walk, or just sitting out in the backyard. Last thing you want to do is come in and cook. At least that's the last thing I want to do. I want to enjoy my summertime and my outdoor time. And if I'm exhausted from doing all those things, I don't want to sit in front of a slave in front of the oven. Even those meal kits that you get don't seem like they're as much fun in the summertime when you've got all these other activities going on. That's where Factor Meals comes into play. They're America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. They can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered right to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and you'll stay on track reaching your goals. Whether those goals are just to eat better, eat more nutritiously, or even lose weight, they've got a set of meals for that as well. I've been enjoying these a lot. Just most recently had their black pepper and sage pork chop with smoked cheddar Brussels sprouts and creamy broccoli. That was fantastic. The turkey chili and zucchini with ancho lime sauce. Also a recent favorite of ours. I saved the boxes because they were so good. I want to make sure I talked about both of them on the show. And they're not just, you know, not just delicious meals. If you're looking for calorie-conscious options, calorie-smart meals. They have a calorie-smart line of meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. So you can eat well, eat smart, and save some time. Save some of your precious time in the process. And the fact that these things are so fresh, you know, you get those meals in the grocery store, those frozen meals, you don't know when those are made. These are so fresh that you're encouraged to put them in the refrigerator. You don't have to freeze them unless you're not going to get to them for a couple days. But no, these are meals you take out of the box, put in your refrigerator, and then cook and enjoy fresh, and they taste so, so, so good. Here's what I want you to do. This July, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door. They're ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Here's what I want you to do. Head to factormeals.com/coverville50. That's coverville50. And use the code coverville50. Why 50? Because you get 50% off. That's code coverville50 at factormeals.com/coverville50 to get 50% off. There's a lot of 50s in there because you're getting 50% off of your order. Once more time, that is factormeals.com/coverville50 to get 50% off. And we thank Factor for their support of the show. All right, we ended that last set with a song that's connected to Willie Nelson, not originally by Willie Nelson, but connected to Willie Nelson. Let's get to one that was originally by Willie Nelson and is arguably his most famous single, his most famous hit. This is a version by Mirabal Associates. They take it into what they call a slow ride version. From their covers album, Volume 1 from 2008, here is On the Road Again.
Gypsies, we go down the highway. to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
She reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another
took another angel home.
Woo. all I wanna do is have a little fun before I die, says the man next to me out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing, and he says his name is William, but I'm sure it's Bill or Billy or Mac or Buddy. And he's damn ugly to me, and I wonder if he's ever had a day of fun in his whole life. He's drinking beer at noon on Tuesday in a bar that faces a giant car wash. And the good people of the world are washing their cars on their lunch breaks, hosing and scrubbing as best they can, skirts and suits. They drive their shiny Lexus and Buicks too. But they're nothing like Bill and me, 'cause all I wanna do is have some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only one. All I wanna do is have some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only one. All I wanna do is have some fun until the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard.
Makes you happy, then why the hell are you so sad?
one child played for mosquitoes. We've been everywhere in between. Well, okay, we get along. But what if everything was all wrong? It makes you happy. Then why the hell are you?
my God. That is so great. That is Strong Enough with the Pet Shop vocals, not performed by the Pet Shops, mind you, but came out in 2021 posthumously from a singer named Kevin Gilbert. Now, Kevin Gilbert was actually one of the co-writers of that song with Sheryl Crow. So the fact that he's covering it in that very, very different disco style is just fantastic. That one came out, like I said, 2021 on his cover album. Kevin Gilbert, an amazing performer, was a member of the band Toy Matinee, or was really the driving force behind the band Toy Matinee, as well as Giraffe. If you want to know more about Kevin Gilbert, and you really should know more about Kevin Gilbert, because he's an amazing, he was an amazing, amazing talent, go check out the very first episode, the pilot episode of Soundography. Kevin Gilbert was the artist that my co-host and I, Hammond Chamberlain, and I connected over with regard to doing Soundography, and it was the test episode for what would become Soundography. We bonded over our love for Kevin Gilbert, and we never really talked much about music until then. And when we said, "Oh, you like Kevin Gilbert? You've heard of Kevin Gilbert?" and a friendship blossomed from there. Before that, If It Makes You Happy. Great band name, Michael Sarah Palin from the EP called I Don't Know How to Explain It from 2018, a cover of If It Makes You Happy. All I Want to Do, rounding out our triple Sheryl Crow inductee play there. Amy Stutt from her album False Smiles. Yeah, some new lyrics in that version of All I Want to Do, too. Updating, of course, the car brands mentioned, but also going from a beer buzz to a caffeine buzz. Oh, Amy, I guess you're just a coffee drinker at heart. From her album False Smiles from 2004, All I Want to Do. Then we had a couple Willie Nelson songs. Seven Spanish Angels, that one featuring Ruben Bides, The Howling Tongues with that version there, from an album called A Collection of Cover Songs from 2014. The original version of that song, by the way, not just Willie Nelson, but also Ray Charles joining him on the original version of that. And then Mirabal Associates from their Covers Volume 1 album from 2008, On the Road Again, their Slow Ride version. We've got one last set of music, and if you've been wondering about Missy Elliott and Rage Against the Machine, wonder no more. I've put them together in this set because it allows me to do one not safe for work warning. So if you're listening to this at work or listening to it with the kids in the car, this next set of music might contain a few F-bombs. It doesn't. There's no might about it. This next set of music contains a few F-bombs. So maybe put on headphones for this one, but you'll love it. We're going to start off with a cover of Missy Elliott's Get Your Freak On, this one performed by Sean Lee's Ping Pong Orchestra, so you know it's going to be very different. Here is Get Your Freak On.
Get your That burn crosses.
Crosses.
Some of those that work forces.
Forces.
Are the same that burn crosses.
Crosses.
Some of those that work forces. Are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces.
Justified for wearing the badges of the chosen white. You justify those that die by wearing the badges of the chosen white. Those who died are justified for wearing the badges of the chosen white. You justify those that died by wearing the badges of the chosen white.
killing in the name of,
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 killing in the name of.
What you tell me? Fuck you! I won't do what you tell me.
Fuck you! I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you! I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you! I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you! I won't do what you tell me.
Crowd was great, but you know what? They fucking suck. You guys are awesome.
Go in there!
We'll be right back.
Vietcong. You know they went after King when he spoke out on Vietnam. He turned the power to the have-nots. And then came the shot.
Is so good. That's Brass Against with their cover of Wake Up, that one from their Brass Against, their self-titled album from 2018. Love brass brass bands, brass forward bands, and Brass Against is certainly one of the best, and so closely tied name-wise, on purpose, of course, to Rage Against the Machine. Umphrey's McGee, right before that, from their hybrid album, Zonkey. It's not a zebra. It's not a donkey. It's a zonkey. With a hybrid song, as are all the songs on that album. Bulls on the Bus, Cover there by Umphrey's McGee, a cover of Rage Against the Machine and the Beastie Boys, all mashed up into one. Dub Silence brought us that Killing in the Name of, that one from a recent tribute called Viva, Songs of Freedom, came out last year. A charity album, really good charity album on Bandcamp, like 70 songs for 10 bucks and the money goes to charity. Worth it. Good stuff too. A lot of ska, a lot of reggae, a lot of dub. Really good stuff. The Papini Sisters, kind of this band that channels, they're like the postmodern jukebox version of the Andrews Sisters or the Lennon Sisters or whoever. The Papini Sisters with Missy Elliott's Work It, that one from their album The High Life from 2016. And I love how you even get a very well harmonized yip zip yip dap yip yip, whatever the Missy Elliott backwards talk is from that song. We start things off with Sean Lee's Ping Pong Orchestra from their album Hits the Hits, covering Missy's Get Your Freak On. Get Your Freak On. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Let's bring this ending music here so we can just talk about stuff. Hey, are you on Threads? I'm on Threads. Look for me there as Coverville, same as Twitter, same as Facebook. Cameo. Threads.com/Coverville. You know, let's talk about Cameo. Somehow somebody made a mistake somewhere. Yeah, I'm threading you. I'm threadening you, Brian Dunaway. Someone made a mistake somewhere and put me on Cameo. Listen, let's take advantage of their mistake and record some stuff for you. If you've got a birthday greeting, an anniversary greeting, you want me to tell your great uncle Gino about his birthday, tell him about his birthday in a bad Christopher Walken impersonation, I'm your man. Visit cameo.com/Brian Ibbott, BRIANIBBOTT.com, just Brian Ibbott. cameo.com/Brian Ibbott, because I haven't gotten Coverville over there yet. I'm working on it, but for right now it's Brian Ibbott. So Threads, Cameo, what else? I'm still on Twitter, Coverville, Facebook, all that stuff. Follow me wherever you get your, wherever you want your information, and that's where I'll probably be. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show, and of course we've got Guess the Connection tomorrow morning. We'll announce the winner of last week's Guess the Connection, so your time's up. You can't submit any more guesses on that one, and we'll get to that one tomorrow and issue a new prize and a new challenge just for you. Until then, this is Brian Ibbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com. Also, big thanks to Factor Meals for their support of the show. Let's do one more time. Factormeals.com/Coverville50, all lowercase, with 50 at the end.